When Josh was a little boy, we had an opportunity to go to the Carlsbad Caverns and to walk from the entrance of the caverns all the way down to the big room at the bottom. And it's a pretty amazing thing, but it could be a dangerous walk. There are areas where, and there are places referred to as the bottomless pit and things like that, to where if you're not careful, you could hurt yourself badly. Or even die. I mean, there are individuals who have. So they've got rails in the right places and everything. But I was real careful to keep my eye on Josh and hold his hand all the way down till we got to the bottom. And the bottom is called the big room. And you walk around on a flat surface at the bottom and you look at the stalactites and stalagmites and everything. And I wasn't paying attention to Josh. And he fell off the trail. And fortunately, it didn't hurt him. It could have been something that could have hurt him, but it didn't. He just kind of fell beside the stalactites or stalagmites instead of on them. But he was looking up like we were. He was looking around like we were, and he lost his balance and he fell. And that reminds me, or I'm reminded of that, number one, because we were talking about it just the other night at dinner. And also, as I was reading from Ephesians chapter 5, I want you to read with me in verse 15 through verse 17, what the Apostle Paul has to say on this occasion. He says in Ephesians 5 and verse 17, or 15, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Now the word or phrase there, "see then that you walk circumspectly," means to be careful how you walk. In fact, that's the way the sentence is translated in the New American Standard Bible, to be careful how you walk. Walking circumspectly means to be paying attention, to determine what is the path that you are to follow, and to be careful, to be focused, to be aware so that you walk the path that you're supposed to walk rather than deviating from it. And so that is the careful walk, which we refer. You'll notice there that you're to walk not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. A part of this awareness is a recognition of the fact that now is the time for us to walk righteously. And of course, our acknowledgement of our life being but a vapor that appears for a little while and vanishes away. That we are fools if we are not serving Christ today would be something that would be a part of that circumspect walk. And so do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And there it is defined for us. What is the circumspect walk? What is the careful walk? It is the walk that is in accord with Christ's will. And there are an awful lot of people out there that just really do not fully comprehend, grasp the significance of such a simple admonition. God expects us to walk the path that He has established for us. He expects us to carefully follow His will and not deviate to one side or the other. In other words, do it the way He said to do it. And because He is God, He is our Creator, He is our Lord and our God, we are to follow His way. We don't have the right to deviate from that, to embark upon our own direction, but rather to be circumspect, limited, circumscribed in the walk that we walk in His will. Keep those things in mind and consider the importance of that spiritually so that we don't fall by the wayside and lose our soul as a result of that. We're going to offer an invitation at this time, not knowing the hearts of any. If you have a need to respond to that invitation this evening by doing what God said to do to be saved, then repent of your sins, confess Him as Lord, and be baptized to have your sins washed away. If you are a believer in the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you can do that and rise to walk as a new creature in Christ. If as a child of God you faltered in some way and want to get right on the path, and you would like the encouragement, the prayers of the saints, then we'll offer ourselves to you and try to assist you in any way that we can. The invitation is extended. We ask that you come. All together we stand and sing.